Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Get ready. It's time for a jet-setting, TSA-friendly, travel-sized episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We have a big episode, and we're famous now, so there's that. What are we talking about this episode, Jess?
Well, we're going to update you on our Bravo appearance. Did you see us? Then we're going to talk about plastic surgery shaming. And buttony. It's a thing.
It's acne on your butt. Stay tuned. Our big interview is with Lindsay and Divya, the creators of Wander Beauty, which is a travel-friendly makeup line that you guys are going to love. So stay tuned. Andy Cohen's got the 411 king, king of late night fun.
MCAC. On Bravo TV. Jen, I was having, like, such a good time at the Bravo Watch What Happens Live appearance this week. But I have to say, half of the fun was getting ready with you in my room before.
I know. Wait, I got really excited because we didn't really say or do anything. The whole point of it was we just, like, got to do our hair and makeup and hang out and drink. Like, it was just so much fun.
Well, I have to say, I was nervous. I was drinking a Diet Coke because I was so nervous. I didn't want to be, like, wasted on camera. And just, like, Andy has a question for me and I would just look at him live.
Wait, you weren't drinking po-faced. Your wine?
No, I drank once we got to the studio, but in my apartment I was not drinking because I was afraid of being wasted.
I was excited to see your apartment for the first time.
What'd you think?
I loved it. It was like a New York moment. She lives like next to the Chelsea Hotel. Great, now everybody knows where you live. Should we re-record that?
No, it's okay. Like, you don't know what apartment number.
But no, we did our makeup. We had so much fun picking out, like, what we were going to wear. And then you guys commented on social about our makeup, so that was good. What was your, like, key product for our big moment?
I think the best product that I had was the Charlotte Tilbury Sophisticate palette, which I learned how to use from Laura Brady.
Yeah, I saw Charlotte all over your bathroom.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm just... like, can somebody please give me a contract? Can I be an ambassador or something? My most abused product was the Charlotte Tilbury Film Star Bronze and Glow. Charlotte, I'm sorry, but you could see my highlighter from space.
Somebody commented, what did they say?
They said, highlighter on fleek, thank you, but I know that means, babe, Chill out.
With the highlighter? No, I thought you looked amazing.
Thanks. What was your most...
I went the other route. I used Mally Beauty's mattifying pore gel. It's like a silicone primer. And instead of translucent powder, if you're going to be somewhere where there's like a flash, you pat that on where you would translucent powder and sort of tones down the shine. So I feel like I was the opposite of you. I went like a matter route, if you will.
Right. So that way when the flash hit, it wasn't like... freaking Christmas morning.
Whatever.
Or Christmas night.
Nobody was looking at us. They were looking at the men in red jingle bell briefs. So I think we did a good job.
It was really fun. I have to say, I haven't felt that excited getting like dialed up for something in a long time.
Yeah, it was so cool. The other news we have to update you on is our final check-in with producer Vicky and her lashes. So, Vicky, in case anybody doesn't know, you've been testing for us Plume Hair and Lash Sciences Lash Enhancer. It's a natural lash enhancer. How many weeks now have you been using it?
Maybe like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Definitely over a month.
So we've given it like the...
We've given it time.
We've given it a good Vicky producer try.
Absolutely.
Tell us.
Yes.
Final thoughts. How's it worked out for you?
It works. It does. It's not as good as Latisse. Like I said before, I've used Latisse and that worked really well. But
and
my
Latisse
eyelashes,
is like hard drugs, right?
It's medicine. Hardcore drugs. Yes. You have to get a prescription. So this, you don't need a prescription, which is good. But it does work. My eyelashes are thicker. They're not really that much longer, but they're definitely thicker and darker.
Wait, do you have mascara on right now?
No, I don't. It works.
I actually do see a difference, especially your bottom lashes. It looks almost like you have liner on, but you don't, right?
No, I don't have any liner.
Has it been annoying having to apply it every single day?
No, it doesn't bother me. Even like when it's very easy to apply. Like I keep it right by my bed with a little mirror, and I just do it right before I go to bed.
Okay. So I think the final test would be, would you buy this in the future? What do you think of the whole premise of a natural lash enhancer?
Well, I think I would buy it. The only thing is it's a little pricey. It's $95. It's the same price as Latisse.
Oh, it equals out the same?
I believe Latisse is around the
100.
Same. Yeah.
For what, like a month's supply, right?
Yeah, give or take. I mean, I still have some Plume left, and I feel like with Latisse, I used it longer, and I still had product left. I only had one bottle. I didn't, like, go back for more. But, I mean, I prefer everything natural, so that's the benefit of Plume.
But that's still,
you don't have to worry about your eye color changing.
Yeah.
But that's still, like, $2 a day, almost.
That's pretty cheap when you put it that way, actually.
Okay,
so now I'm like maybe I would buy it.
See, that's funny because to me,
I feel like that sounds really expensive.
Me too. I was like, that's like a coffee. I don't know. Not a like Starbucks coffee.
$2 a day sounds cheap.
Okay,
girl,
so you
how
have
much
to
are
weigh.
You making? I'm going to get a job.
Not enough.
Here.
Maybe I have the wrong idea.
Yeah.
So you have to weigh the benefits of it's all natural, easy of use, whatever, versus the cost.
And then you don't have to go get a prescription.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which, I mean, who wants to do that for Latisse?
And you pay for the doctor's appointment. So
right.
All right, so it does end up being less expensive.
Yeah.
All right, so all natural lashes. Vicky looks good. We got to get a picture of you all done up for our Instagram so people can see. But thanks for being our tester guinea pig.
Always and forever.
Bridget Jones, one of my fave movies, the third installment is coming out and the trailers are out right now. Now, a lot of people have their eye on this because, as we know, Renee Zellweger completely changed her face with God knows what recently. And of course, like the critics are out. Mm-hmm. Now, in Variety, there was a very interesting article from a male writer, which I should, you know, I think that's relevant here, Owen Gleiberman. And he said, I loved the headline because it said, Renee Zellweger, if she no longer looks like herself, has she become a different actress? Really legitimate question, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Rose McGowan, to be fair, I love her, shouted back in The Hollywood Reporter. And, you know, I have to say, guys, this is a couple weeks old, so you maybe have heard this, but it's like kind of been going round in my head the past couple weeks because when I read it, I wanted to side with Rose because I know she's been like a real champion of, you know, women's rights, and she's like, you know, just kind of a little spitfire, and I love her. But I was reading it, I was thinking, okay, I felt like she was coming down on him for kind of just criticizing women who have plastic surgery, or, you know, she's changed herself, and just kind of this whole meditation on women who choose to do this, and are they, you know, any, are they themselves any longer? And she was saying, like, why are you focusing on this? How did you get the, you know, the inches and the word count for this? Her thing is a little rambling, we'll link to it. But I think the issue was, why are we spending time dissecting women's looks?
And you think, were you happy we spent time dissecting them? Or do you
I
think
read it
should...
and I felt like, damn, I love Rose. I felt she would have a problem with me because my whole job
is dissecting,
is to question. And hey, listen, I don't work for a tabloid. I'm not like, did you see this like slob on the beach? You know, it's not like I'm not taunting women, but my job, and I think as a woman who's interested in like what's going on and what's happening with women, is to think about, you know, at a time where like Botox is really, you know, frankly like affordable for a lot of women to get, or plastic surgery is like weirdly accessible. I think it's healthy to think about these questions. I think his tone, and again, we'll link to his article too, he's not someone I'd probably want to like be friends with. I thought he was right. a little gross. But talking about this stuff is really important.
You're right, because a lot of people say, well, they're in Hollywood, but they're women, and it's sexist to talk about their looks in this way. But what I think I hear you saying is, no, this is part of culture now, and it's okay to dissect a woman's looks as long as you're doing it in, like, a cultural sense and not a mean sense.
Yeah, and I'm not here to say, like, listen, this is, guys, this is how you talk about plastic surgery, and this is, like, the way to do it. I think it's super nuanced. It's very personal. It depends on who you're with, who you're, you know, who you're talking to. But, you know, Kylie Jenner clearly had something done.
Right.
Renee Zellweger had stuff done. Even dudes have had stuff
Okay,
done.
See, that's where I wanted to jump in, because I think it's fine to talk about as long as, and this was partially her point when I read it, we do the same for men, and you do tend to see less of that. So yeah. I'm going to use this moment to call out some men, if you don't mind.
Lace in.
I just saw a Tom Cruise movie, and I was like, hell to the no. He looks completely different to me. He definitely has had his like hairline like adjusted for sure, with Botox and with hair plugs. I'm sorry, it's absolutely true. And he has filler, and I can see it because that's my job to dissect these things. But you're right, whereas Renee, everybody wrote about it and felt it was okay to talk about. Like Tom, people didn't really talk about. And I think that is more the issue than talking about it in general.
Yeah, I mean, these
are... The double standard.
This, yeah, exactly. I mean, the double standard is important.
What I think is what needs to happen is we don't just not talk about what people look like. We're humans. We're a social culture, and these are the kind of things that show us where we are in society at the time. I feel like just trying to be like Rose and be like, don't talk about it at all, isn't the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, her piece was all over the place. I'm not quite sure what her key message was, but yeah, we've got to talk about this stuff. The more we brush plastic surgery on the rug, the more I'm going to think everyone looks like good naturally, and that's not good for me.
Too much booty in the pants.
Too much booty in the pants. Pants. Too much booty in the pants. Pants. Too much booty in the pants. Pants. Too much booty in the pants.
I want to talk about summer skin issues. I have one. I'm a little embarrassed, but I feel like it affects more people than just me.
You have to feel it to heal it.
Okay. It's buttony.
I love that word, but I know that's painful. Keep going.
Okay. I see all these pictures of women, like, you know, in their bathing suits and whatever. I don't care about the size of their butt. I just look at their smooth skin that is all one color. If you look at my tushy, I have little red bumps in the summertime. And I've been dealing with it all summer, so I finally asked a derm about it, and I feel like our listeners could benefit from the knowledge.
Yeah, because they're probably not going to talk to their friends about it. Keep going.
Do you have this? You don't even have this issue. Look at you over.
Okay. I don't have it, but keep going.
Okay. So the deal is that it isn't, I'm calling it buttony, but it isn't necessarily acne from P. acnes bacteria that is the same thing that you would get on your face. My derm was telling me it could be I think it's called folliculitis, where the hair, you, even mm-hmm. if you can't see the hair, it gets inflamed. And so you get a little bit of a mini infection just at the hair root. And it often happens on your tush because A, you're sitting on your butt all day. B, you're sweaty this time of year. Yeah. So, which makes sense because mine doesn't look like, it's just like these weird little red bumps.
Yeah. Do you know, so is it like from exercising too or?
Very good point, because the first thing the doctor said was, oh, do you shower after you exercise? And I was like, ooh, gross, of course I do. But then I was thinking about, like, you know, when you're in your yoga pants or whatever and you did a workout, and then you go home, sit on the subway on the way home, you get, like, it takes maybe,
catch
like...
catch a couple episodes of...
You never know. Like, you're really worn out. You just worked out. Yeah. No, it could be 45 minutes before you shower. So that's bad. You're supposed to shower immediately. And the other thing is... Okay, stop listening, mom and dad. I wear thong underwear. I think a lot of women do. Your skin then is exposed directly to the sweaty fabric. There's no like cotton in between. So she was like, oh, you want to put on a pair of cotton full brief underwear, which just sounds like granny panties to me. But
I love cotton full briefs.
Yeah, well, good. That's probably why you don't have butt knee.
That's probably why.
So
Gap. Five for 25.
Okay. So the tips I came away with were shower right away, mm-hmm. make sure you're wearing cotton full brief underwear. And then the thing that helped get rid of it was a glycolic acid pad.
Can you recommend a certain brand?
I could. Like Nip and Fab makes a good one, actually. I'll link to it on the blog.
Nip and Fab.
Yeah. Isn't that a horrible name?
Nip and Fab.
So that helps exfoliate so that because it's not necessarily just acne, you're getting a little dry follicle skin that's blocking the pore. You're getting rid of that. So we're solving my butt knee problems, and next time we'll solve whatever weird acne problem you have. I don't even know that name. They call me the Wanderer. So we're here with the co-founders, co-creators of Wander Beauty. It's only the second time we've done an interview with two people, but it really made sense because these ladies do everything together. Lindsay Ellingson is a model. She's worked for Victoria's Secret, Chanel, Dior, Tommy Hilfiger. And Divya Gugnani is an entrepreneur who used to work in finance, and she co-created Send the Trend. Sorry, Divya. which was acquired by QVC. So... creators of Wander Beauty, welcome.
Hi, you guys. Thank you. So excited to be here.
We really wanted you to come on because it's summer and everybody's traveling, so we want to talk about travel a lot in this interview. Great. But first, we need to know about Wander Beauty. Like, why did you start the line? How did you guys meet each other?
So we met at a party, and we just totally hit it off, and we realized very quickly that we shared two common passions. One was a love for beauty, and two was the travel bug. We both love to travel and explore. And so we sat down on my living room couch, and we hatched the plan for Wander Beauty. And it really came out of our own personal experiences. Lindsay, obviously being a career supermodel, travels a ton. And I'm a mother of two young kids, working mother no less. And so we both had this...
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Common need to streamline our beauty routine. We're like, we love beauty, but we don't love having messy makeup bags with cracked powders and like tons of junk everywhere and can't figure out what to do with it. So we really crystallized around the idea of multitasking makeup essentials.
Wait, is this like the made for TV story? Did you come up with all this right just sitting in your living room?
Sitting in my couch and we're like, having this whole conversation, I'm like, where have you been? Like, we're talking about all these places we traveled, and we're like, she's like, I love going to French pharmacies and like checking all these amazing ingredients. I'm like, when I go to like Asia, they're using this ingredient. And like, we drew all of this global inspiration from our own very personal travels and, you know, infused, you know, things like this that are sitting on the table in front of you, mystery product with ingredients from around the globe. So really, we drew from global ingredient stories, and we wanted multitaskers because we wanted things that go double duty, that busy women like us can, you know, have color to be carried, things that they can take anywhere with them. That pattern of seeing so many people going through what we were doing, we did a lot of research when it came to talking to people. And even when we go through our product development pipeline and crowdsourcing, we have like a whole network of people we test everything with, and we ask them their pain points.
I wanted to ask you about that. We keep getting asked about, why are these indie beauty companies doing so well? And I'm going to just call you an indie for now.
Cool.
And I kind of think it's because you actually listen to customers, but you even told me, Lindsay, that you let people help name some of the shades recently.
Yeah.
Like, what are some of the other things that you're putting in the hands of your customers, and why are they like, what are they smart about? Like, what are they doing well for you guys?
They're geniuses. Like, they know everything, and we want to know everything they know. So I use my Instagram as a platform to crowdsource, which is so great. So I'll post a picture of, for instance, four different liquid shadow shades, and they get to choose their favorite, and that's what we produce. And what I've noticed is that women are tending to like the more natural-looking shades, the more natural-looking makeup look, which is very surprising in this world full of, like, Facetune and contour.
Totally.
So, and I love that. So they chose champagne was their favorite. This is, well, obviously you guys can't see it. If you're listening, you can't see this, but it's this gorgeous pop of like luminous champagne that you can put on your lid, and it's really easy to use, so fast. It dries down and it lasts all day. So, and we also, we came out with a new On The Glow. On The Glow is like our hero product. On one side is a blush, the other side is this illuminator that's amazing. And that's what we launched our brand with over a year ago. So we just came out with a new shade called Bear, and my Instagram followers named that shade as well. So I'm excited to involve them more in the process. It's so much fun. I love to engage with them, to ask them questions, and they've been asking a lot about our mascara, which I know we're going to talk about later.
You both have probably picked up a lot of tips for traveling and beauty and looking good when you're on the go. What are some of your like go-to, I always do this when I'm traveling to keep my skin from going crazy kind of tips?
I would say whenever I travel, I feel like I get very dehydrated just between being in a plane or being in a hotel room where there's constantly like air conditioning or heat going on. And so my favorite thing to do is to request two things from room service. And they're two things that every hotel in every country has to have: whole milk and olive oil. So the whole milk is literally for after I cleanse my face, I like douse it in whole milk, let it dry for like 5 minutes. It totally dries. It dries like a mask. And it just cleanses, nourishes, moisturizes your face. And every country and every place you go to is going to have it. And it's going to do wonders for your skin. It's like the old Indian remedy for like waking up and making your skin look bright.
Wow.
And then the other thing is just olive oil. As soon as I get out of the shower, I just like put it all over and then go to sleep. And then my skin is like nice and soft and smooth from all that crazy dry air.
And you're not dried out.
I'm not dried out.
Dude, milk
sleep it
from
overnight.
Room service is going to be like $12.99.
I know, exactly.
Should I pick some up on the way to the hotel?
You should pick some up on the way to the hotel. But it works every time.
Yeah. What about you? What's your like skin fix for dry?
I have so many. So I travel with a dry brush. Have you guys done that before? Dry brushing?
You know, I tried to get into the habit for a little while. I thought I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And then I stopped.
Yeah.
Get me to start again. Why is it good?
Okay. So here's why it's good.
Okay.
It's really easy. It takes less than 5 minutes. You start with your legs, go to your arms. You always brush towards your heart. So it gets circulation going. Okay. I swear it replaces my cup of coffee, wakes you up, especially if you're jet lag. It exfoliates, makes your skin look beautiful, reduces cellulite.
Do you even like dry brush your feet?
Yeah, it feels really good. Not the bottom.
Okay.
I don't know, like the top. Okay. I do the top. So dry
brushing. I think maybe that's why I stopped.
And that's a good beauty product to travel with because obviously it's TSA friendly. It's not a liquid, whatever. But I love to, so I'm all about exfoliating and keeping my skin really hydrated. I love Dr. Lancer's skin polish. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. Like just to exfoliate and get your skin looking really,
celebrities
really
love that.
I like his sunscreen. Good. He's got good stuff. Good.
Do you guys shop when you're abroad? Like, are there, I don't know if like you travel a lot for business, I'm sure, and work. Where do you like to shop for beauty products? And don't tell me French pharmacies, because I've heard that.
No French pharmacies.
Surprise me.
3 weeks ago, I came back from Korea. And
what'd you score?
I scored an entire suitcase worth of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a carry-on traveler. Like, that is, like, everyone knows. I could be invited somewhere for 10 days to 2 weeks, and I'm still going carry-on. Unless I'm, like, traveling with my kids, I'm traveling carry-on. So I was, like, having this debate with my husband, and he's like, but you're going to have so much work stuff. You need to bring a suitcase. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, I did. Brought a suitcase, and I'm telling you, I had 3 pairs of clothes in the suitcase for 3 days, and the entire suitcase was filled with stuff. I got the most amazing stuff.
Like, what was like the kinkiest that we should try?
I don't know. I have a really incredible cleansing balm that I cannot stop using on my face, and it's like infused with lots of really great natural oils. I got a formula that we're working on, which is the Jeonju area of Korea has this like beautiful glacier water, and it's supposed to like really refresh and restore your skin in a completely different way because there's this whole like pH balance situation happening there. And it just, it's insane. Like, it's like you feel, it's just, you know, like people spray Evian, they feel like that spritz of it. This is like a whole different thing.
I like a rose water spritz.
Yeah, rose water. This is like, it blows rose water away.
Jeonju glacial water?
Yeah.
So you're going to try and get that in the formula.
Yes. And then really amazing fruit extracts and oils and blends of oils to kind of add the whole glow. Because one of the big concepts of our brand is that obviously we launched with On the Glow, and a lot of our products are really about radiance, instant luminosity. And we find that our customer really gravitates towards that. And so kind of putting that and bottling it together in a mist is what we're working on for 2017.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what about you shopping? Where do you like to shop? Doesn't have to just be beauty, but
okay. Well, I mean, I love shopping all over the world. I mean, I'm trying not to say French pharmacy. It's really
sorry,
hard.
I'm so mean. Just be nice.
Can I say Italian pharmacy?
Yes.
Knick-knack shop. I don't know.
No, I shop for a lot of beauty abroad and also here. I think here there's some great beauty products.
Japan, your tip from you, you have something that you love to get from Japan.
I know. I don't want to give away too many secrets.
That's why we had you on. We want the secrets.
I have this incredible brow pencil that I found like probably 8 years ago in Japan. And I have to like now like do a deep dive search on eBay to find it because it's only sold in Japan and it's amazing. Because I have sparse eyebrows from you know the 90s overplucking that whole phase. So this eyebrow pen is just incredible and I've not found anything else like it.
What's it called?
She's getting like dagger eyes from her partner.
No, she's not getting any dagger eyes.
Okay, I'll let you guys know my secret. So it's called K Palette, and it's a real lasting eyebrow. It's basically like
look how she's caressing it.
You love that thing. I love that thing.
I'm wearing it today because you can literally like draw on hairs.
Now, did you find this when you were like traveling for work?
I was in Tokyo for 2 weeks for work, mm-hmm. and this makeup artist used it on me. And it was the first time that I felt confident in front of a photo because my eyebrows were so sparse. And eyebrows are so important. Like, I don't leave my house unless they're perfectly polished and shaped, using our Frame Your Face micro-grab pencil.
Which she created, which was out of the session of hers.
That's my favorite product of yours. Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
She loves it.
And it looks beautiful on
you. Thank you, because it's very fine.
It's very fine. And it also does that same thing. I'm all about the micro tip to really mimic the shape of hair. So that was kind of inspired by this. Mm-hmm. I'm really working hard to develop something similar to what I found in Japan.
What else has been doing really good for you guys lately?
Well, I have to say, I was working yesterday with this makeup artist, and she saw our Catch the Light highlighter. It's this precision highlighter. It comes in 4 shades, Sun, Moon, Star, and Ivory, which was our original. And she was like, oh my gosh, every time I work with a client, they love this. They want to know where to buy it. They just absolutely love this highlighter. Pop it on. They feel beautiful. So easy to use.
Where do we pop it on?
So you pop it on to
I love when people say that. Just pop it on.
Just pop it on. So it's so precise, so you really can just like apply directly from the applicator underneath your brow bone. I remember I was teaching you how to do this. Inner corner of your eyes. You can do it down the center of your nose to make your nose appear a little bit slimmer. Your Cupid's bow to accentuate your lips, make them look a little fuller. Your cheekbones for an instant lift. It also gives you that youthful glow like you see on the red carpet.
They both brought our bags to do the spill. So Divya, you go first. Tell us what else is like your must-haves, must-haves.
I have to say, the Champagne Exquisite Eye Liquid Shadow that Lindsay was talking about is also in my bag, and I use this not only on my eyes, like, and all over the eyes, brow bone, wherever, but I also use it as a liquid illuminator on my cheekbones, like, just touch it here and there in case I don't have the catch light with me. But this is a product that's coming out. It's this tiny little guy. It's actually the mini carry-on lip and cheek gel, and I am obsessed with this thing. And, like, it looks like just, like, a plain little automatic crayon, but really it is a very innovative gel texture. It wears like a gloss and has the shine of a gloss, and it wears like a stain. So it has that kind of glossy finish, but at the same time, it's for lips and cheeks.
You could do your whole face with this.
You could do your whole face. Mm-hmm. So I went to St. Bart's for a girlfriend's birthday weekend. I brought 2 of those with me, one of which is like shattered in here and looks like it's been through every beach and sand. And this is all I wore for 2 days. Nice. Lips and cheeks every day, these 2 colors, Pink City and Tinseltown.
Beautiful. She's not lying. And what's in that little unmarked...
This is a cleansing balm that I travel with that we've been testing and that I love.
So I've been developing this mascara for 2 years. My goal here is I don't want it to flake. I don't want it to smudge. I don't want my lashes to fall. I don't want them to be clumpy. I want them to be volumizing and curled and lifted and gorgeous and separated. But I don't want anything falling on my face by the end of the day, like nothing. But I also want it to wash off easily.
And that's a tall order.
I want
order.
All that too.
Right? This is everything you want tall in the mascara. Order.
When does this come out? We're excited to try it.
October.
It looks
like October. Yeah. Okay. But it really, Lindsay has put this thing through the ringer, and this has been like a huge project for her, and she is like the mascara aficionado.
I'm wearing it
like
today.
No one knows mascara like this woman.
Your lashes
knows
do look
mascara.
Good.
Do they look good?
They do. And I'm very fussy about mascara, so I can't wait to try
it. We started a whole podcast about it.
So. this mascara formula is going to volumize, it's going to lengthen, and it's also going to lift. So there's something in the formula.
And it does your dishes.
It's something in the formula that actually lifts your lashes visibly. So when you actually apply it, you're going to see them lift. But the innovative like hook-like brush is also going to, you can press it against your lashes and lift them and get that lift.
You've been so much fun.
Thank Anytime.
You. Thank you.
We're here. Yeah.
It's time for Raise a Wand.
Raise a Wand.
My Raise a Wand is Nest Candles. And I'm not picking a favorite scent right now, although the Sicilian Tangerine is fucking amazing. But Nest Candles, I come back to them again and again and again. Why? I went to the Harrods Fragrance Hall a month or so ago, and I was like, I'm going to buy myself a special treat. To be really honest with you, I don't buy a ton of candles because I get so many for work. I wanted a souvenir because I spent an hour with the guy, I won't say the brand, having a fragrance journey. I spent in U.S. dollars over $100 on this candle.
One candle.
Over $100. Because I was like, it's going to remind me of this moment and this trip and who I was with. And you can't smell it.
Oh.
And I asked the guy, I was like, what's the throw on this? Like, you know, how does this, like, is it really going to fill the air? I want this to smell when it's just, like, sitting there. It's like, oh, it will. It will.
This is like bury a wand, not raise a wand. So that is the no, but
okay.
The yes.
But yeah, so it was like... I have it on my table. It sucks. I came back to Nest. Nest will always fill up the room.
And
it is, we've had it burning here with our current guest. And Everyone loved it. People that came into the studio, everyone loves it. If you're going to buy a nice candle, Nest all the way.
I like your Reza wands. I'm going to get a little different. I'm talking about hair. I never talk about hair.
No.
But do you know this product, Isles Formula Hair Conditioner?
Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
It's been whispered about for, you know, a while. And I'm always like, hair products are not that life-changing. But Nina Garcia, who I work with, you know, the Project Runway judge, she's like, you have to meet with this woman and try her hair products. And I was like, oh, Nina, what now? Because she gets, like, really into stuff. She's like, trust me. So I met her. She gave me the hair shampoo, conditioner, and serum. I used them all. They're amazing. But then I tried. I had an inkling that it was the conditioner. I was right. So just the conditioner alone, it's like silk. This sounds so corny, like a shampoo ad. It's like corn silkifying. I can't even explain it. If you have thick, coarse hair, it smooths out the cuticle. It gives it a little bit of weight, super shiny. You know how Pantene has that extra coating? It's like that, but without the like silicone-y feel. And if you have thick hair, this is like you must have it. So if you don't trust me, trust Nina, because like, do I look like, look at my hair.
It looks nice.
It looks shiny and smooth.
Yeah, corn silk.
Isles Formula Haute Performance Conditioner, which is $39, not cheap, but worth every penny.
Okay.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.